October 26th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I urge you to use everyday events towards a secure salvation. Live the present moment for others, not for yourselves. This selflessness will earn you a high place in heaven. The reason you have so much crime and violence in the world is people place their own desires ahead of the common welfare of others. Every thought, word, or action bears its own fruit in the world. You might say there are present moment repercussions to every thought, word, or action. Be responsible for your present moment, each one a gift which will never be duplicated. Use it to support the truth and build up the kingdom of heaven on earth, my kingdom. The truth will always be with you, just as the enemy of truth will be in your midst until the final victory. This is why it is so important that you search out good as opposed to evil. As Christians, that is your duty. Weigh events that influence your life on the scale of my commandments versus compromise of my commandments. In this way, you will support the reality of the truth. I will protect you from the wiles of evil which challenge your salvation." A note is given to read Psalm 15, 1-5. "O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth from his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his friend, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.